At some point in our lives, I'm sure we can all say we've lost it. What might that it be? Well, it could be a cell phone. It could be car keys. It can be a billfold or purse. Or it could even be our mind. And sometimes what we need is does not just turn up on its own. But instead, if we want to find something, it's up for us to go out and look for it. And the saying indeed is true, it is always the very last place you look. Sometimes you cannot find what it is that you're missing, but you know how to get something just like what you've had. Well, let's look to see what Jesus had to say to us tonight in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 7. And I'd like for us to focus on a few verses in this chapter. Matthew chapter 7, and I'd like for us to look in verse 7. Jesus says, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, it will be opened. Or what man is there among you, who if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also unto them, for this is the law and the prophets." It's very simple what Jesus is saying. Seek, and ye shall find. The way we find something is to seek it. A lot of times, people cannot get something because they do not go about looking for it. And you know there is a wrong way to seek. Sometimes we hear people saying, "Well, I was looking for the right thing, but in all the wrong places." Or sometimes we think we're looking for the right thing, only to find out it is not the right thing at all. Have you ever wanted something for a long time, only to find out later that you're glad it is not what you thought it was at all, and you didn't get it? I can remember several years ago being at a party in which a certain present was passed around. Maybe you've played a little game where you know that there is a box that contains something inside, and you don't know what it is, and so you randomly draw a number, and you want to pick a certain box. It might look very appealing on the outside, but when you find out what's inside, maybe it's not what you wanted after all. And there are a lot of things just like that. It could be perhaps a certain type of degree. It might be a certain job. It might be a significant other that we think was meant for us. And then later we find out, well, this is not where I was supposed to be. This is not who I was supposed to be with. And maybe indeed something better indeed would come along. But we have something better that will come along. We just got to know who it is and what it is and how to go about looking for it. But I can tell you first of all how not to go about looking for it. In the book of Philippians in chapter 2, there in verse 21, the apostle Paul said, "For all seek their own, not the things which are of Christ Jesus." What if that was everyone's attitude? What if I sought what was good for me and you sought what was good for you? Do you think what is good for me is going to be the same as what's good for you? Well, maybe sometimes, but perhaps more often than not. Perhaps more often we would disagree. Instead, we need to seek the things of Christ. You'll recall that Christ did not seek his own, but he sought the things of others. Even the psalmist in the book of Psalms in chapter 10 said in verse 4 that there were some that do not seek after God. In fact, he said it this way. He said, "The wicked in his proud countenance does not seek God. God is in none of his thoughts. Can you imagine what kind of society it would be if God is not in our thoughts? I can help you remember such a time. In fact, you go back to the book of Genesis during the days of Noah. Remember, the Bible says that the thought of man's heart was only evil continually. If man was continually thinking about evil, where would God fit in? And what happened to the people because of their thoughts? We know many times that thoughts lead to actions. And if we think or say or do the wrong things, we're going to have to suffer consequences, whether it be temporarily now or perhaps even eternally in the time to come. And as a result, God destroyed the face of the earth with such a great flood. But Noah indeed found grace in the eyes of God. Noah was seeking for the right thing in the right place. But there are some today that are still not looking where they need to look or looking for the right things. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, there in verse 22, the Apostle Paul is talking about the Jews and the Gentiles. And each were looking for something, but they really didn't know what they were looking for. We're told in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and in verse 22 that the Jews request a sign, and Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But to those who were called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Sadly today, people still want a sign to know that certain things indeed are true. Some still are seeking wisdom, wanting to gain great knowledge and perhaps use it in a good way. But where do we go for such sources? Do we look just here upon this earth, or do we look somewhere else? Paul said that is why we preach Christ crucified. He has all the answers. We just got to know where to look. And if we think we know what we want, but are looking in the wrong way, we're never going to find it. We're never going to get it. And that's what Christianity is all about. Understanding who Jesus Christ is and what he had come to do. And understand that there is something that we need to do for him. And there's only one place to seek out life's answers. And that is the Word of God. The prophet Isaiah in chapter 55 and in verse tells us there is something we do need to look for. And something indeed that we can find. In Isaiah chapter 55 and in verse 6, he says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. The Lord can be found. But it's up to you and it's up to me to seek him. We've got to diligently look to know all about him. And you know, the Bible gives us the answers. We are told exactly who God is and what he has done for us, all the way from the very beginning, even for us today. How he created the heavens and the earth. How he loved us by sending Jesus, his only begotten Son, to die on the cross that we can be saved from our sins. In fact, as we recently studied, our sins have separated us from God. And what happens when something becomes separated? Well, what about those things that we talked about earlier that we lose? They're separated from us. We've got to go and find them. That's exactly what Jesus did he not? In the Gospel of Luke in chapter 19, there in verse 10, we're told that the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Jesus knew at one point we are all lost. And perhaps there may be some today that are still lost. Jesus is looking for us. He wants us to be found. He wants us to receive eternal salvation. And he shows us how to go about and look in all the right places. That's why he sent the disciples into all the world to preach the gospel to every creature. It's up to us to go look and to find them, to preach them the truth, the gospel which is the power to save man's souls. And then, when we begin to realize what we have to do in order to be obedient to the gospel, we realize, yes, indeed, we have to make a change. We can no longer look after the things on the earth because there is something better. We've got to look beyond. We have to think outside the box. In Paul's letter to the Colossians, in chapter 3 and in verse 1, he says, "If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth." We've got to change where we look. If we're looking at the physical, the temporal things, well, we might find what we want, but it's not going to last, is it? And then, before we know it, what we thought we found is gone forever. So we need to think the spiritual, the eternal things that can only be found in Christ Jesus. I don't know about you, but something that I want to find is the right place. You know, when we had moved from Alabama coming up here, we saw, I don't know, probably between 15 and 20 houses within just a couple of days. And we had to go and look at everything to perhaps find the right place for us. And you know, what we found seems to be working out pretty good. But you know, the home that we have is only going to give us a temporary place. But there is an eternal home that we need to look forward to. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, there, beginning in verse 14, the writer describes such a place. In Hebrews, chapter 11, and in verse 14, we're told that those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. This morning, indeed, we talked about a home in heaven that is prepared for us, and how Jesus said he was going to prepare that place, and thus he was going to come again. He did not say when he was going to come again, but he was telling us there is something better, something eternal that you can look forward to. And that's why we always have to be ready. When we think about that eternal home, oh, that would be so much better than the temporary home that we have now. And later in the author of Hebrews, he said in chapter 13 and in verse 14, that here we have no continuing city, but we seek the one to come. We're always looking for something better. We can't be satisfied with what is right here and right now, but instead seek what God has to offer. And when we think about how to seek for that, indeed we know that we will find it. The book of Luke in chapter 15 tells us many examples of those that had something that was lost. And the person that lost something went out and sought after it. And after the hard work, that which was lost was found. There Jesus tells about one lost sheep, or the one that lost a coin, or even a man that had a son, and the son was lost. Yes, each diligently sought, whether they be the one that was seeking that which was lost, or the one that was lost begin to seek for himself. We all are seeking. And yes, we will all find. That's what Jesus said. Seek, and ye shall find. The reward of what we find after we seek will be very, very great. We go back to the book of 2 Chronicles. There in chapter 7 and in verse 14, notice what the children of Israel were told during that day and time. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, there in verse 14, here is what God says. If my people, who were called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to prayer made in this place. If you will truly seek me, I will hear you. I will listen to you. You know God's still that way today. If we truly, diligently seek him, he may be found. And yes, indeed, he will bless us. God is not going to leave us. In fact, over and over again, we hear echoing throughout the Bible, I will never leave you nor forsake you. The psalmist said it this way. In Psalm number 9 and in verse 10, those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. If we are truly looking for the Lord, he will not forsake us. You see, there is a right way to truly look for him. If you look for something, you don't just glance around and give up, do you? If it is something very valuable to you, you're not going to look for just a little while and then consider all hope to be lost and go on for something else. Indeed, you're going to continue looking until you find that which you lost. I can remember many, many years ago when I was much younger, there was a type of board game that I used to play with all the time. Until the board wore out and some of the pieces got lost. And you know, that was something that I thought, I wonder if I could still find today. It was copyrighted back in the early 1980s. And perhaps since that time, they may not even manufacture that anymore. And I'm sure we all know how over time things change and get updated and you can't find exactly what you used to have. But you know, I didn't give up. I went to many stores. I looked around back down south. Ever since I moved up here, I've been looking in places up here. Couldn't find it. Then you know what? We have a very valuable tool now called the internet. And I could go online and search many stores throughout the country. And you know what? Still couldn't find it. I was still looking until finally when I realized some of these places where you could go to see somebody that has something for sale and you could see if it is something you want. Brand new package. Just exactly like what I used to have that's never been opened. And absolutely, I received that which I sought. But do you do that with spiritual things? Does that matter even more to you? Notice what the Hebrew writer said in Hebrews chapter 11 and in verse 6. In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, we're told that without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. If I diligently seek the Lord, he's going to reward me. What does it mean to diligently seek him? Well, I just can't look for him once and be done. I can't just call upon him whenever I want him. But I've got to continue looking for him. I've got to be diligent in my prayer life. I've got to be diligent in my Bible study. I've got to be diligent in my Bible class and my worship attendance. And I've got to be diligent in living the faithful Christian life. If I am truly diligent in seeking Him, He will reward me. And how will He reward me? Well, I believe the Apostle Paul gives us a little bit of an answer in his letter to the Romans. There in Romans chapter 2 and in verse 6, he says this about God. Romans chapter 2 and in verse 6 says that He will render to each one according to his deeds. Eternal life to those who by patient continuance in doing good seek for glory, honor, and immortality. But to those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man who does evil, of the Jew first, and also of the Greek. But glory, honor, and peace to everyone who works what is good, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. That seems to summarize who we've been talking about already, doesn't it? Those that seek after their own, the Jews and the Gentiles that are looking after signs and wisdom respectively. But instead, you heard that if we are diligent in seeking the truth, looking for glory, honor, and immortality, we will receive eternal life because they can only be found in Christ Jesus. We have to know what we're looking for. We've got to know where to look. And if we do, we will find. Therefore, let us forever seek God and the spiritual things. And if we diligently seek Him, He will reward us. Not only will we receive that which we seek, but oh, so much more. What are you looking for tonight? We're just about to sing a song of encouragement. And if there be one this evening that needs to respond to the Lord's invitation, we invite you to come as together we stand and sing.